Hello, I'm Michael Stone. Earlier, I read two stories from Muhammad Nasihu Ali's The Prophet of Zongo Street. The stories I read were entitled The Story of Day and Night and Man Past Man. The passages that I read from within each of these stories bear several notable commonalities. These include the elements of groundnuts and water, an adage to the effect that someone who deserves a sound beating will never listen to words of caution, and a central character who tells stories to an engrossed audience. One story is outside of time, but the other one is contemporaneous with events in the book. Both stories are magical in nature, in a way that is strikingly different from other stories, with the possible exception of Ward G4. The question that I'd like to try to address about these stories is really, why are these stories the first and last? Why do they share a common adage and common elements that no other pair of stories in the book share? Why not, for example, have ended the book with a story like Faith, with its happily ever after ending, walking into heaven, or with the title story of The Prophet of Zongo Street, given its potent promise for a new generation? Why not have ended with either of these? The answer that I've arrived at, tentatively, stems from my understanding of Ali's purpose in writing the book. It seems to me that these stories, and the book itself, are fundamentally about a kind of community. I was told by a Ghanaian friend, to whom I described the work, that the word Zongo loosely means community. Thus, it seems to me that the point of the stories that I selected and their placement within the work is to emphasize the act of storytelling and the people who tell the stories as being central to this theme of building community and maintaining community. That somehow the storytelling indicates that it's the stories themselves and their magic, which is not present in certainly the same degree in any of the other works, that ties together the disparate individual storytellers or story vessels into a diverse, exciting, and vibrant community. Another way of illustrating this point is to look at the characters who seem to be most divorced from storytelling and stories. I would say that these characters are probably Shatu and Felix from the stories Livin and Rachmaninoff, respectively. Both Shatu and Felix suffer from lack of audience. Neither has anyone who will listen to their stories. Shatu has Roger, and Felix has Greta, but Roger preys on Shatu's words because of his amorous interest in her, and thus isn't really interested in Shatu as a person so much as in Shatu as someone he can possess and manipulate. In the case of Greta, she's on such a scary drug trip for most of her interaction with Felix that I don't consider her to be a part of an audience at that point so much as a prop for the larger story of Felix's alienation from himself and from the community of other Ghanaians, or for that matter of his artist friends, quotes around friends. So the place that I'm trying to get to is that, in some sense, I see Shatu and Felix as being made storyless by their lack of an audience, and that it is this storylessness, there's nothing about their lives that is story-worthy or capable of being made into a story, that makes their aloneness so striking and makes it fall so heavily upon them. The most important question that I have to leave you with at the end of this argument is to try to decide for yourselves to what extent I have inferred Ali's purpose to be to produce an explanation of community building from the position of these stories at the beginning and end as the book is presented to us, and from the seemingly extraneous but nonetheless uniquely common elements like the water and groundnuts and the adage. And to what extent this purpose exists outside of the book and was used to create the organization that was presented to us. Thoughts?